You're listening to Leveling Up, and I'm Arielle, your host. Hello out there. Whew. Boy, does it feel good to be back. I know that it seems like it has been forever, and I feel like it probably has been forever, but I am glad to be back. And for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about over here at Leveling Up with Arielle Miller, I moved. I was living in Los Angeles for the last 15 years, and recently my husband and I decided that it was time to go ahead and try something new and take a risk on ourselves and basically just leave. So we moved 2 hours outside of Los Angeles, and now we're living in a part of California on the Central Coast called Santa Ynez in the Santa Ynez Valley, and it is wine country, and it is amazing. But this episode's not going to be about my move up here. I've talked a lot about that extensively in previous episodes, as well as on my blog at thegirlwithpurplehair.com. But I do want to focus this episode on something else, a little bit more contemporary and probably more relevant to everyone else other than my move. As much as you do care about me, you can go ahead and stalk me on the Instagram to find that out. But I want to talk about gender equity and inequality. So with that being said, welcome back to Leveling Up with Arielle Miller. This is episode 10, Boys Go to Jupiter. First, I would like to start off by saying congratulations to the U.S. Women's National Team for winning the World Cup. I mean, who would have thunk that winning a soccer game would spark such a heated debate and drive rifts between hundreds of thousands of people due to the simple fact that the U.S. Women's National Team would like to be paid fairly? I don't know. I mean, you know, just the same as the boys. See, for me, inequity in team sports is something that I've had to live through, and I guess air quotes, which I do a lot, except my entire life. So I've always played team sports, for those of you who do not know, soccer and lacrosse and softball. I've never been an individual sport kind of person. So I played lacrosse in high school. That being said, our teams were always adequately funded, but they certainly weren't as generously funded as my male counterparts. For example, in high school, there was one locker room for the girls, and just one locker room for the girls, and one locker room only. So after school, all female team sports dressed and undressed in the same locker room. But that wasn't the case for the boys. The boys had separate locker rooms for various sports. The boys had more coaches, a better coaching staff, new uniforms each season, sponsorships, and the support of the community. But that was not the case with the girls. We had a skeleton crew of a coaching staff, the same uniforms for my entire time in high school, and there's no telling how old the uniforms were by the time that I had inherited my uniform, let alone how many more seasons after I graduated they were donned. So while I will admit that my high school experience really wasn't all that much of a challenge, comparatively speaking, with Title IX and those kinds of things, but compared to what I read about, hear about, and even what I see as school sites as a classroom teacher, I am privy to gender inequity at its finest, and I continue to watch it as it is reinforced and accepted as commonplace, and we can't accept that anymore. And it wasn't up until recently that I was the target of such vicious discrimination against women. A few days ago, I posted an article on my Facebook page about the disparity in pay between the men and women's teams. What ensued was not anything that I could have anticipated, and I'm going to go ahead and share that here right now. And just as an FYI, that dialogue is still up on my Facebook and it is public. So I shared an article from the Business Insider, and the title of the article was this: Here is the giant pay disparity between the U.S. Women's National Team winning the World Cup versus the men. My caption was, I'm just wondering how it's still possible to keep treating women in today's day and age as second-class citizens. All caps here. How is it we are still not being paid equally? And how is it the USA women's soccer team isn't just good, but the best in the world and has to fight this battle? Not okay. Not okay at all. 37 comments and 3 shares later, this is the rabbit hole that we're going to dive down. I'm not going to read all of the commentary. However, there was some commentary in there about revenue. For example, coming in from a gentleman that I have known since college, he shares about the percentage and that they're simply not generating enough revenue. So then I shared an article that the women were generating the revenue, to which the response was, well, that's only in the United States and this is an international pay scale and yada, yada, yada. Okay, fine. Moving on. A woman commented and she said that this was 100% fucked up. And then here we go. Quote from a gentleman on my Facebook. This is just my two cents. This, not like a man and woman in an office, and I'm reading it verbatim, by the way, doing the same job. Sports should be looked at differently than other industries. Athletes are paid by revenue generated. There is no doubt that the U.S. women's national team is so superior to the men's squad. The problem here is that the men's World Cup generates so much more money than the world's. That isn't FIFA's fault. People don't buy the merchandise and watch the games globally the way they watch the men's games. So again, provided more evidence supporting the fact that people are supporting the women, to which I was told that this is just the power of Americans. So a female chimes in. I keep hearing this revenue argument, but it's not entirely accurate. Yes, revenue is a part of it, but the U.S. women's national team is actually suing because they are projected to bring in more revenue than the men's team in 2019 and still receive less pay. Additionally, the U.S. pro soccer team pay gap is huge. Minimum salary for a woman is $16K. Minimum for the men is $50K. $16K is not a livable wage. Soccer is a worldwide sport. Worldwide men bring in more revenue, but the U.S., that is not the case. Further, I think sponsors and advertisers need to be held accountable. Networks need to charge more. Women are bringing in the ratings. They are bringing in more revenue. Give them their money. So this conversation goes back and forth with some revenue and so on and so forth, and we'll get to revenue a little bit later on. The real reason why I want to share this is because a woman had posted, quote, this is totally gross. Instead of killing my 10-year-old son who said, quote, well, men are stronger, so they should get paid more, I took a breath and had a very long convo with him. Even our young males are being brainwashed. I responded with yes. And then this is what I found on my Facebook page. Quote, girls cannot do what men can do. We are not equal. Women are made to do what men can't do and vice versa. Men are stronger, faster, smarter. And no, it's not a sexist thing. It's facts. Look it up. The top 10 smartest people in the world, top 3 or 5, is a man, fastest person, man. Now, with that said, I would love to see a woman be able to be on the same level as a man in all categories. But to be honest, I just don't see it. That is exactly the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Now, that pervasive thinking is pretty prevalent. It's way more prevalent than you could possibly have imagined. There's a dialogue that ensues with this gentleman where he continues to insinuate that men are superior to women and that women are an inferior sex. What disheartened me was that it isn't just limited to this one person. What this dialogue showed me was that more men think that women are simply not good enough, or that women are just not meant equal. And I don't know, maybe I'm ignorant in my assumption to assume that my entire life I was like, yeah, I'm a woman, but I can do whatever a boy can do. And never in my life did I possibly imagine that people that were kind of in my circle felt this way. And it just makes me wonder, is just like, well, then why are you friends with any women at all if you don't think that a woman is the same as a man or can think the same as a man and do the same jobs as a man effectively and so on and so forth? So I had actually deleted, blocked someone on my page because this one person had gotten really nasty and was targeting me personally and calling me stupid and implying I didn't know anything about economics. I don't even know how this had happened, but I had wandered over to this person's page and I had seen that this person had posted on his page without calling me out publicly, but insinuating it was me, saying, blah, 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 there are people who think that women in professional sports deserve to be paid the same, but this person doesn't know anything about revenue, asking for a friend kind of situation. And I had drafted a response several times to his comments on my page and also to his comment about me on his page. And I was gonna hit send, and it took every fiber of my being to say, no, I am not feeding the troll. I'm not going to play into this because that's only gonna continue to reinforce these ridiculous stereotypes that men have about women, is that we're hormonal, irrational, and emotional beings. And you know what? We very well may be. But the fact is that I am an educated, articulate woman, and I'm going to vocalize my opinion. But critical thinking at its finest, I said, you know what? I'm not going to win this argument. And this is much larger than me in a Facebook conversation with somebody who has a narrow scope. So delete and block and move on. So for me, is what started out on social media as what I would like to think was a call for action or a rallying cry for us to gather the masses to stand behind our women's team to get them the pay that they deserve, evolved into what I would now consider something far more important and much more alarming than I could have possibly imagined beyond a soccer gate. Call me ignorant, but I assumed that more people would recognize that the women had been slighted, that the men and women of the world would say, wow, will you look at that? The girls can play, put up the revenue, and have continued to win. It is time to level the playing field, pun intended. How utterly mistaken I was. So for me, what I really believed in my heart of hearts was going to generate positive buzz and celebrate, you know, equality for our women's national team has morphed into something much larger. What I would now consider is a crusade against grotesque sexism, discrimination, and a blatant hatred for women. Like a blatant hatred for women. The thread on my Facebook was only the beginning. I asked myself, how deep does this go? So I wanted to dig a little bit deeper. I wanted to see how pervasive this thinking was, so I started poking around other message boards, posts, and on Instagram. Now, before I continue, I do want to clarify a few things with respect to the arguments many have made regarding the women's team. And as you can tell from part of my thread that I had read earlier, these chief arguments are as follows. One, the women do not generate the same revenue as the men. Two, the women do not generate the same viewership as the men. And three, the women do not generate the same sponsorship opportunities as the men. Therefore, the women do not deserve the same or equal pay as the men's team. I'm going to go ahead and debunk all of those using reputable sources before I get to my main point. So I'm going to toss at you some numbers. So if you're not a numbers person, you know, just bear with me. I got a couple of numbers and then we're going to move on real fast because guess who's not a numbers girl either? This girl right here. According to the LA Times, the U.S. women's team drew in 15.6 million viewers during their final game against the Netherlands on Sunday, July 7, 2019. While the audience was down 38% from the 2015 final against Japan, which with 25.4 million viewers remains the most watched soccer match in U.S. history, the 15.6 million viewers surpassed the 2018 Men's World Cup final in which France beat Croatia 4-2, which was seen by 12.4 million viewers. Also, the U.S. Women's National Team World Cup final audience of 15.6 million viewers, and this is like my favorite little tidbit of all time, their 15.6 million viewers was larger than four of the six 2019 NBA final contest games between the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors. So while I may not know very much about economics and revenue, and I cannot believe I'm going to even talk about this or say this because I am horrible with anything numbers related, but I certainly do know when one number is larger than another number. So you can go ahead and deduce your own opinion. So the second piece of information that I wound up digging up was in a fact checker article from the Washington Post. And last I checked, the Washington Post was a pretty reputable and well-respected periodical. But again, what do I know? I am just a woman. The article was entitled, Are the U.S. Women's Soccer Team Players Paid Less? The Gender Pay Gap, explained by Meg Kelly. Here are the points that were addressed and her findings. So I'm going to go ahead and prove the chief arguments made by people on my Facebook page and circulating the internet are indeed incorrect. First, the men's teams and the women's teams are not paid the same. Like their pay structure is completely different, therefore making a direct comparison is actually nearly impossible. For example, the women's teams, they make a base salary, and then they get bonused based upon their winnings and those kinds of things. Whereas the men's team don't make a base salary, they actually only earn bonuses. So it makes that comparison virtually impossible. So you have to go ahead and surmise various scenarios to go ahead and derive the direct pay disparity kind of situation. However, let's go ahead and only talk about World Cup prize money. So for the World Cup in 2019, the total prize money was $30 million. The champions are going to walk away with about $4 million. In contrast, in 2018, the men's World Cup champions won $38 million from a total pool of about $400 million. I don't know about you. $30 million, $4 million for the women. For the men, $38 million from about $400 million. So there, in other words, the champions from the men's World Cup were awarded way more total prize money than the women. So there's no question that there is a huge gap in the earning potential when it comes to World Cup finals. With respect to revenue, revenue comes from two places. That comes from national team games played and sponsorships. Since fiscal 2016, ticket sales from the women's games have not only matched the men's, but brought in more overall revenue than the men's games. And even though the games can be expensive to put on, the women still managed to generate more net revenue for games in 2016 and 2017. Finally, sponsorships are up. They have continued to increase and are continuing to increase since the women's team won the 2015 World Cup. Overall, the Fact Checkers article found that the women are paid less than the men overall. Now, it's not always the case, but sometimes. But what I want to point out is when the female players did appear to make the same or more money than the men, it's because they actually had to turn in a consistently outstanding performance on the world stage, and it had to be consistent in order for them to render that money. Yet, even with these feats, earning the same amount as the men's soccer players was nearly impossible. And just as an FYI, the women play way more games than the men. So they're doing the same job, yet they're playing more, working harder, doing better, and typically making less money for that job. In spite of this data, and it's very public information from multiple reputable sources, and in spite of the support of many brands, companies, fans, and even The Simpsons, people are trolling the internet debasing women. And that's what this is really about for me. I wanted to give you that context so that you had an idea to go ahead and kind of debunk what everyone else was saying out there and regarding my social media. What I assumed was an obvious conclusion has led me to this deep dive into cyberspace where, to my horror, regression, my friends, is alive and well, and oh, it is thriving. So many men believe that women, regardless of their education, their success, their winnings, what they produce in this world, and so on, they just don't deserve the same pay or the same respect as a man. For example, here are some things that I encountered on a post from The Simpsons Facebook page where a picture was posted celebrating the women's team captioned, "Next, equal pay." I'm going to read directly from that page some quotes I selected. I am going to read them exactly as is, so that includes incorrect grammar, so please bear with me. "Emotional people do not care about common sense. The men's team play against top quality opponents, the women don't, LOL. Let them play against the male team and show them how equal they are. The women's team played a boys' U15 team in Dallas and lost." U15 means under 15 as an FYI. "Don't go on to details. Women doesn't know how to think. It will only anger them more. Ugh, thank you for the reminder to unfollow. Seriously, cringe. I've watched my last episode of The Simpsons. Until they can play a men's game and beat a men's team, the equal pay argument is a moot point. The Simpsons are officially dead to me. Should have been official when you got rid of Apu." Apu was a character on The Simpsons. "Boo! Unfollowed. So ridiculous. You don't get equal pay if the job doesn't make the same. What's next? Tape our eyes open and force us to watch sports teams we don't? Wow, The Simpsons are sinking lower and lower." Other things I continue to find on the internet, including on pages of people I am actually, quote, friends. And I mean by friends, like in real life, we went to one another's weddings kind of friends, and floating around the internet were the following. And this came from someone whom I am friends with. And I'm like appalled by this to the point where I had to say to my husband, like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do because, you know, during the presidential election with Trump, people were, and it's a little bit of a sidebar here, I'm sure you know this out there, that it was a massive, massive, massive debacle. And the aspect of that houses were divided and people who were friends were unfriending, defriending, based upon who you liked, what you read, and all these things, you know, whether you were a Hillary supporter or a Trump supporter, I mean, friendships ended because of which presidential candidate you endorsed. For me, I watched this train wreck unfold, but it wasn't friendship ending for me. It really wasn't. But you know what's friendship ending for me? Institutionalized sexism. For me, that's friendship ending. The fact that I am a woman and you don't see me as your equal, I absolutely, positively cannot be your friend. How could I be your friend? The entire time I'm thinking, feeling, and believing that whenever we're interacting, you're thinking that I'm lesser than you. So for me, versus the presidential thing, which people may have felt more passionately about, for me, this is like a do or die scenario. Either you're with me or you're not. And if you're not with me, you sure as hell can bet we're not friends. You are no friend to me if you do not see me as your equal. So, bringing it back, this is what this person posted. Quote, "So tired of this stupid argument. Equal pay for equal work. Selling tickets is work. If you want equal pay, do equal work. Equal work for equal pay. Putting butts in seats is your job. If you can't do your job as well as someone else, you don't deserve to be paid as well as someone else. That goes for any industry. If you do your job better than someone else, you deserve to be paid better than someone else. That's equal pay for equal work. Or equal work for equal pay. Zero to do with gender. Some female musicians vastly outsell males. Good for them. They earned it. If you want to be treated as an equal, earn it just like everyone else." Another quote from, I found this on the internet, so it's not from the same person. "It's time for women in sport to start being grateful again that they get the opportunity to play professional sport and stop all this campaigning for equal pay for equal work because they can't compete on the world stage. Females aren't as competitive as men. Women's sports aren't as exciting or fast-paced as men's sporting events. And women aren't valuable to sponsors. And women do not pull crowds." Wow. Wow, wow, wow is all I have to say. I suppose what I really wish to convey is that I guess I assumed in 2019 that we had come further than this. Call me ignorant. I mean, I firmly believe, or I wanted to believe, I guess, I don't even know what to say, was that I didn't realize that having breasts and a vagina were a condemnation in today's day and age. Really, I didn't. But numbers aside, the things I dredged up on the internet, wait, not even dredged up, it's in plain sight, and people are proud of their stances that women just don't deserve equality because they are women, are indicative of a gross regression, not just as a nation, but globally. Frankly, I find this whole discussion about equal pay extremely unsettling. The fact that millions of people, obviously mostly men, the ones still in charge of the decision-making, favor archaic ideologies has me worried about the world in which we all reside. If we cannot pay people fairly for doing the same job and hell doing it better, what does that say about how we value one another? More specifically, how we value our women in this world. It really makes me wonder, how would these people in positions of power responsible for being agents of change feel if one of those players were their wife, their niece, their daughter, their sister, and so on? Would that then change their perception? And I'm just posing that. I don't really know, because maybe it would and maybe it wouldn't, but sadly, I wouldn't be surprised if it wouldn't. History has shown us that time and time again, politics have a profound power to rip families apart as a result of not just differences in opinion, but on grounds relating to morality, and even senseless and unfounded hatred. So we know that these kinds of discussions have massive effects on people. We can and we must do better, period. That's what it boils down to. I will be so bold as to say that this whole thing with the U.S. women's national team is just the impetus. Right now, it's at the forefront, but that's what it takes to enact great change. And as we know, when people are fighting for change, oftentimes it is ugly and unfair. It takes great courage to stand up to systemized discrimination and inequity of any kind, especially when patriarchal ideologies have been ingrained into the masses since birth. We have an obligation to ourselves to making this world a better place. This issue far exceeds a soccer game, and I hope that that message is loud and clear. The fact that in 2019, a widely accepted mentality is that women are inferior to men is blasphemous. Both men and women need one another, and not solely from a biological standpoint, but because regardless of gender, we all stand to gain something from one another. Changing social constructs isn't easy. And sadly, I do not think in my lifetime that I'll be able to see equality for women. But what we all can do is stop feeding into the stereotypes and misguided beliefs that women are hysterical, emotional wrecks, incapable of critical thought, and that their only place in this world is in the home or kitchen. Combating cultural and societal misogyny is widely accepted and is even harder to combat. But I believe, I know that like the Pay It Forward movement, that it takes just one person and then another and another and another to ignite true social reform. Even simple things like adjusting the way that we say things. For example, such statements as real men don't cry and men don't wear pink and you throw like a girl and men are stronger and smarter than women. Altering what we say and how we say it are all going to help rewrite the narrative that has continuously been retold in spite of its inaccuracies. You and I can change this. We all play an active role and have a responsibility to ensure that this discussion exceeds women in sports. In the words of Megan Rapinoe, the forward and co-captain of the U.S. Women's National Team, we have to be better. We have to love more, hate less. We got to listen more and talk less. We got to know that this is everybody's responsibility. Every single person here, every single person who's not here, every single person who doesn't want to be here, every single person who agrees and doesn't agree, it's our responsibility to make this world a better place. Thank you so much for listening to Leveling Up. This is Ariel Miller, your host. Remember that if you like the things that we do here and what we talk about, please make sure to go ahead, like, share, subscribe, review. You can go ahead and find me on Instagram at Ariel_Miller or check out my website and my blog at thegirlwithpurplehair.com. Love you, mean it. Mwah.